from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Patriots are very high in Drake, man. I want to make that pretty clear. Not that it's not clear, but just judging from the reports at training camp, people maybe started to wonder. The Patriots are very high on Drake May. And it was interesting, I would say, the last week or so, the Patriots wanted to make sure he got time in front of the starting offensive line. They want to make sure he got real game and practice snaps in front of the starting offensive line, at least showing us they haven't completely ruled out the possibility that he would begin the season as the starter.
Ian Rappaport on the Patriots and how they view Drake May. Some interesting developments here since the last preseason game. May picking up steam, still not playing with the ones at practice. Jerod Mayo has changed his posture. Ian Rappaport framing it, I think, a little differently than it's been framed. So what does it all mean? We can get into it here today on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. What's going on, guys?
Welcome back.
Good to be back. I know you've gotten into some of this, right? Drake May and how he looked on Thursday. And
yes.
You talked to Jacoby Brissett yesterday. You've reacted to what Jerod Mayo has had to say about the situation. So I want to follow up on some of that with all your phone calls. 617-779.
We also talked to Jonathan Jones.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Very good.
Nice.
Had a lot to say.
Did he?
He did, actually.
No, yeah. He was actually wonderful.
Yeah. What did he say?
He had a lot to say about coming up with as a rookie with Jacoby Brissett. They were rookies the same year. He talked about that. He talked about playing against the offense in practice and what that sort of looked like so far. He was more forthcoming than I expected him to be.
Okay. There you go. Odyssey app, YouTube TV. You can check those out all over the place. A reminder, our football coverage is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I don't think they have new chairs available for Arcan there.
Arcan just broke the chair.
Yeah, what happened over there?
You
this chair's
foyer
been
there?
Broken for as long as I've worked here. So.
I've never seen that chair break.
Really?
This is something that happened for the first time, and I'm blaming you.
I will probably be switching it out at some point, maybe even mid-segment.
So let's get to this. Our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mega. What's the best outcome for Drake May this year? Starts in week one, starts mid-season, or gets a red shirt year? Again, you can vote at Jones and Mega. You can weigh in on the phones. We'll start with you, Mega. How'd you vote?
I voted midseason, and I feel kind of bad about that because it's the most like moving goalpost vote where you could say that
anywhere that's... week two to week 17.
Exactly. It's really the
right
definition
in the middle.
Of middling it. But I think that's where they're headed. First of all, like if I had to make a prediction today, judging by what they're doing in practices, they're still not having Drake May run with the ones, which just is mind-blowing to me. I don't understand it. To me, it's such a waste of time. And what it's telling you while they're simultaneously in press conferences telling you it's a quarterback competition. We don't know who our starting quarterback is going to be week one. I don't buy any of that. I think that they're showing you day in and day out while the media still has full access down at training camp that they plan to roll with Jacoby Brissett. So in all senses of it, I think you should expect to see Drake May at some point after week one, some point in that week 2 to 16 of the entire season. Or that you just, you know, I also think it is kind of the best thing for him at this point because they're not giving him the opportunities that I think that he deserves at this point in training camp, where the opportunity to run with the ones, to build chemistry, not just with his receivers and the timing that should be there by the time that you get into a real NFL game, but build communication and build communication with the offensive line that you assume that he's going to be playing with. And you've got 20 days until the first day of the actual season, the first game. And you've really got 2 weeks because you're going to treat that week leading up to it mostly as game prep and install. And I just don't see them fast-forwarding him that much. And I think if they did, they really haven't given him the chance that they could already.
Okay. Mega wants mid-season. Again, moving goalposts. Pick your time.
So boring. She's so boring. Why doesn't she just have an opinion?
You can weigh in there on Mega voting for mid-season. Arcan, how'd you vote?
I voted starts week one. We're talking about the best outcome for Drake May. I think the best outcome is this week or beyond, whatever it takes here. Certainly by Sunday, we would think that he wins the starting job. Like, he goes out there and he dazzles in the rest of these practices and the walkthrough, and then goes out there on Sunday against Washington and has a great game and makes it undeniable that he has to be the starter, and that starting Jacoby Brissett would just not work for the fans, not work for ownership, not work for the other players in the locker room, even though he's a veteran. If he goes out there and he's so good that they can't deny it, that it's just, all right, the decision's being made for us here, we can't keep this kid on the bench, that's the best outcome for Drake May, I think. I don't see how, even if you think that he hasn't gotten along with the ones enough, and I do agree with that, Mago. I don't think that he has played with them enough. I think he should play with them, but just because he hasn't, I don't think that that necessarily means the best outcome would be for him to sit. I think that he should be playing right away. I think that he should be out there making his mistakes, learning about the NFL, and getting big plays under his belt, just that type of stuff that builds confidence and gets you going in your career. I don't really see any point in starting midseason. I hate the idea of a redshirt year. The best outcome is that he balls out and wins the job and that no one can deny it.
Okay. Hold on, really quick. How do you not see any point in starting him midseason? As we said, that could be anywhere from week 2 to week 17.
If it's week 2, then why not be week 1? And what's the difference?
Okay, what about week 6?
What about week 6?
I'd rather be started week 1. You don't think that there's any value to him playing for 10 weeks?
No, I think that he should start week 1. I don't see any value in him waiting until week 6.
I'm sort of with Arcan on this. Like, if he starts week 6, he probably could have started week 1. And if you're not starting him until week 14 after the bye week or whenever it is, then you probably should have just sat him the whole year. So to me, look, I think the best outcome is absolutely week 1. I've said that about every quarterback ever, and I believe that. I don't just believe that about Drake May. I believe that about your guy, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams, and Bo Nix, and all these. I believe that about all these quarterbacks. Like, Penix, they drafted Penix 8. They probably shouldn't assign Kirk Cousins. He should be starting year 1. And so I'd say that about any quarterback anywhere, not just here. And I have said that for years.
JJ McCarthy injured.
Okay, JJ McCarthy injured, different story.
Okay.
But JJ McCarthy, I think, would have won that job, probably should have won that job and started early, even with their brutal start to the year. They have a tough schedule. The Patriots really don't in terms of the defenses they go against. Seattle and Cincinnati, not great defenses. Jets are a really good defense. San Fran's the only scary one, I think, in the first month. And that's not a reason to sit him down, to me, I don't think. And so week 1, I'm a broken record on this. You know how I was going to vote. You guys can vote on the phone, 617-779-7937, or at Jones and Mego in our big question of the day. It's up now there on Twitter. Two things. I don't think it's just about Drake May. If Jacoby Brissett continues to look, all due respect, you guys talked to him yesterday, I didn't. If he continues to look as terrible as he's looked awful. Is he? I don't have the numbers in front of me. Isn't he something like 3 of 10 for 17 yards and a pick? Something like that? That's
in the second preseason game.
In that
game.
Oh, that was just in that game. I thought that was combined. So it's even worse then.
That was in the second preseason game.
Did he complete a pass in the first game?
That's the combined total I saw.
I think it's both games. Maybe it's both games.
Because he only had one series in the opener.
Sounded like his stats just from the second game, but it could be both. So, yeah.
Whatever. Well, if someone could look them up. I don't have them in front of me. It was something like that.
Yeah, he was 0-for-3 in the first
He stunk! He's been terrible. And so it's not just about Drake May. If Brissett looks broken, and Brissett's throwing brutal picks like he did, it's a little bit about him as well. The only other thing that I would say about this breakdown, do you think, Mego, there's still time? Meaning, the preseason game this weekend, if he starts getting reps with the top offensive line, is there still time for him to start week one?
It comes down to what the agreement is between the coaching staff and ownership. If ownership is looking at this, like, dude, does ownership have an agreement of, hey, Gerard, it's your first time doing this. We're going to be a little bit hands-off with the quarterback position because you trust Alex Van Pelt and Ben McAdoo, and you guys are going to make this decision all together, and we're going to be hands-off at least for the first month. But if it comes down to they're in the final preseason game and there's a real push because it's so clear Drake May completes that pass to Javon Baker or something equivalent to that. He has a pass in the red zone that actually becomes a touchdown pass. Things that this team hasn't seen, that fans haven't seen very much of over the last 2.5 years. Then I think it starts having pressure from ownership we have to fast track this kid. Why are you so slow with him?
Why
is
are we
this really
about
the right plan?
Well, I'm asking about the offensive line. You talked about the offensive line. You said he's not getting reps with the offensive line. I'm asking you, if there's still time and he gets reps with the offensive line in the final preseason game, will that change your mind? Do you think there's still time he can start week one?
I think there is. I just don't think they will. I don't think it comes down to what he shows you in the preseason game. I think it comes down to whether they veer from the plan that they have him on. I'm talking about ownership because I'm sure that they talked to ownership about the plan of how they're going to develop this in conjunction with the front office and the first-time head coach.
But putting him with that O-line, that would speak to a change in the plan, wouldn't it?
Yes, and I don't think that they will change their
but
plan.
I'm saying
it's too late.
But if they do, that sets off alarm bells, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a whole separate take, by the way, about the beat writers. If Drake May is starting week one, I don't think they know what they're looking at down there, quite frankly. Like, I'm going to start to question if they know what they're watching. Last year, they were telling me how great Mac Jones looked, and it's not a competition with him and Zappe. The whole thing with if Drake May wins this competition, I'm going to wonder. I'm going to start to wonder about that, because all of it was that it's not even close. It's not a competition. We still have beat writers saying, and we'll play some of them later on in the program. Bedard's won. It's not a competition. So, like, I'm going to start to wonder if they really know what they're watching down there, if May's out there week one.
But there's different definitions of that argument that it's not a competition. I'm saying it's not a competition because I don't think they're giving Drake a real shot to have it be a competition. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not a competition because Drake's nowhere near Jacoby Brissett. I'm saying if it's a competition, it's an extremely rigged one towards Jacoby Brissett starting week one because that's what they're comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I expected. I expected to see Drake May outperform Jacoby Brissett. I was worried at some of the reports because I'm not down there and I don't see it. And they barely played him in the first preseason game. I'm not surprised he looks better than Brissett. He should be better than Jacoby Brissett. It's a career backup. So he should look better than that. And this is exactly what I talked about. He doesn't need to win, or shouldn't, in my estimation, need to win that quarterback competition by knockout. You know, Curran's talked about that a lot with us. He needs to win it by knockout and injury, he actually said.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he doesn't even need to win it outright. It just needs to be close, and you can see what Drake May's ceiling is compared to Brissett's. You can already see it, and that's before he's even played a real NFL game. So that's why I don't think it has to be even a win for Drake May.
He has to win by friggin' knockout and injury.
So I've never felt that way. I laid down my arms because I didn't think it was going to be close, but I still want him to start week one. The best case scenario is that he starts week one. So you can jump in on all that. Meanwhile, I want to catch you guys up to speed on a few things. I know you played these yesterday. It's Gerard Mayo with the Greg Hill Show, who does say the door's open for Drake May.
Now, within these next couple of weeks before your season opener, that maybe he performs at a level where your plan might change a little bit, where he could potentially see more action or even be the starter come week one.
100%. And we're still in training camp. We still have, you know, our preseason game against Washington. And once again, like, we don't have a starting quarterback right now. When it's time, we'll announce that. But he could absolutely be QB1. So could Jacoby. So we'll just have to see how it plays out.
Okay, he could absolutely be QB1. That's a shift, by the way, from what he said before. He said Jacoby Brissett is our starting quarterback right now. Now he says we don't have a starting quarterback. So that's a shift. That's a change. And I think that's worth paying attention to from Gerard Mayo.
It is, except he also said the other thing, too. He's like, well, Brissett has earned the right to be the starting quarterback, but we don't have a starting quarterback. Right. And blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
It's like,
but before.
I know, but he's just been talking in circles, I guess, is the point.
I agree.
It's hard for me to land on anything.
So he's always said Drake May can outperform Jacoby Brissett.
Right.
But he has to ball out or whatever it's been in the past. And Jacoby is our starter right now. That's a shift. And I agree. He talks in circles. There's no doubt about that. And when you say everything, you're really saying nothing. And I don't think that's by design. I think he's just, getting used to the gig, right? And dealing with the media.
He's got a lot to say.
Yeah. But that to me represents a shift. Maybe I'm wrong. And that tells me the doors open a little bit. You guys talked to Jacoby Brissett yesterday. This is what he had to say about the ongoing competition between the two quarterbacks.
I mean, in this league, it's the competition every year, no matter to play in this league. So obviously it was two guys in a room, I think, at a time. But I mean, it's competition every year, every day. So that was kind of like the unwritten, like they didn't have to tell me. I already, kind of knew the writing on the wall. And then it was just about me just feeling comfortable with where this organization was trying to go, and I was. So I was definitely excited for that.
Okay, so he acknowledges it's a competition. He also said he views himself as a starting quarterback. And so let's see. I think there's a lot at stake in this final preseason game. Mayo said yesterday guys are playing. So I think that's where
everyone is healthy is playing.
Yeah,
said.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. And so I think the combinations you're talking about, the offensive line, and there's been little tiny changes with that at training camp, not full-blown changes on the offensive line, but we're finally seeing it. If we get more of that in the game, I think it's back on. That's what I think.
I agree. I agree, I guess, with the first part, that there have been reports that some parts of what you would think are the starting players on the offensive line are taking reps with Drake May, but I still think he's getting treated as a backup. And we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. It's the last few days that the beat writers, who you are starting to become very skeptical of, Jones.
I just wonder if they know. What they're watching.
This is the last couple of days that they're going to have a full view of what's happening at practice. And are they going to treat this like it's a game prep week leading up to Washington? Because they've said before that that's kind of what the focus is this week. It kind of feels like they've already made their decisions. I just don't really put that much stock into these press conferences and what they're telling you, or that they let Drake May take one snap behind David Andrews. It doesn't signal to me that they're serious about fast-tracking him or even giving him the opportunity to be the starter in week one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I got my eyes on that. For the final preseason game, we will see. We will be talking to Alex Cora, by the way, manager of the Boston Red Sox. I should have said that at the top of the show. He joins us about 15 minutes from now from Houston, where things went swimmingly for his baseball team last night. So it feels like they're done. Four and a half games out. They can't beat Houston, not that they're really battling with the Astros anymore. We'll talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora about that. About 15 minutes from now, another bullpen meltdown, another loss, and falling further back in the standings. So stay tuned for that. You can listen live on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. You can take it with you wherever you go. Let's start it off with our buddy Jonathan, who's in Randolph today. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, Mago. Hey, Ockhand. Hey, fill-in guy today. My concern with the Drake May situation is so much of the criticism seems to be both internally and from some of the beat guys is that May doesn't have, you know, a grasp of AVP's, you know, traditional offense. And my point of that is, what if AVP's, you know, traditional, you know, ground and pound offense just sucks and Drake May shouldn't be pigeonholed into it? That's my problem and concern right now.
Yeah, I hear this a lot too, like, oh, can he take snaps under center and all these things? And obviously you have to be able to do that at the NFL level, but they also can work with him and give him things that he excels at. Like, I don't mind if he's operating a majority of the time out of the shotgun. I don't mind that at all. I see NFL quarterbacks do that all the time. You have to be able to do both. You can't exclusively do it, but they can work with him and make things easier. And I think that's what they should do. I think that's what a good offensive coordinator does. I think that's what a good coaching staff does. They work with the talent they have. They don't just say, well, this is my system, this is what we do. They don't tailor it to the players that they have. And that's part of why the Brissett thing, the element there scares me. Yeah, Brissett knows the offense more than Drake May, but that isn't really at the top of my list. How well do I know a playbook? That's not really at the top of my list. Can you play? And can you elevate what's around you? And I don't know that Brissett can do either of those things.
I'd also say to that, Brissett might know the playbook, and he's a veteran who has composure in a lot of situations, but then you see him throw that terrible pick in the red zone in that preseason game. So it's not like he's perfect. It's not like when you roll him out there, you're going to be able to limit the mistakes so much. There's a reason that he hasn't been a starter for very long in his different stations in this league. It's just he doesn't have the makeup for that long term. So I just think overall they're so risk averse and they just want to be comfortable going into week one with so many of them doing this for the first time. And that's why the plan is to go with Jacoby Brissett. And I think it's going to be really hard to break them out of it.
Yeah. And it really does, again, come down to Mego's point about getting reps with the ones, because if you're going against the Eagles second and third, or it was really the third and the fourth that May saw, and you're going against the Patriots second team defense and third team defense in these practices, and not any of the ones, Brissett's going against the ones. He may not look great, but we don't know that Drake May is going to look any better against that competition and with those other people around him. We just don't know that. So that's part of the reason why I think it's frustrating, especially this week, because we all thought that May earned it. We all thought that he earned reps with the ones with the way he played on Thursday. I thought so. You thought we all thought so. And that Brissett probably earned a few less of them just because he looked so bad. But you're never going to find out unless you put him out there.
Nope. And so, look, he is getting more reps than he ever has with ones. He's still not getting the full offensive line, which is annoying. But let's see if that changes this week, and especially in that final preseason game against the Commanders. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to get in touch with Jones and Mego. Our big question of the day up now on Twitter at Jones and Mego. What's the best outcome for Drake May this year? Is it starting week one? 24% agree with Arcand and myself. Is it a redshirt year? Only 19% of you feel that way. Or the runaway, 57% want him to wait a little bit, start midseason. Again, jump in there on the phones. You can vote on Twitter. Arcand with all the latest here in trending. And when we come back, we'll check in with the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.